coming up on episode number 310. Tonight, I feature covers of bands. The twist is, well, they're bands that don't exist. What do I mean? Find out right now. It's all coming up on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday night. It's April 4th, 2007. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, where normally we bring you covers of songs that you're maybe a little bit familiar with, or themes or artists that have a bunch of covers, things like that. Tonight, something different. I'm presenting a show full of covers, well, at least mostly full of covers, of bands that really don't exist. And that's kind of a really gray area, because you're going to hear stuff tonight, covers of the bands like Spinal Tap, The Ruddles, The Wonders, and then featuring also some covers by The Commitments and Bruno. We'll get to those in a minute, but you know, it's, you see what I mean, right? Technically, how can a band not exist? They release a song. If you release a song, that band exists, even if it's made up of a bunch of comedians, like our first group, Spinal Tap. And I'm happy to play some covers of Spinal Tap because it's such a great movie. I think I've had this theme show in the back of my mind for a while, but it was seeing the Blues Brothers again that really brought it to the forefront. No Blues Brothers in tonight's show, but hopefully enough to keep you satisfied. We're going to start off with a cover of Listen to the Flower People, which was one of Spinal Tap's early songs, if you could call it early, because it was released the same time as all the rest of their songs with the release of the movie. But in the Spinal Tap mythology, it was the 60s era Spinal Tap before they went heavy metal. This is performed by a group called NSS. It's a live version, and you'll find that on their live album, Beat Up, Old, Ugly, Cynical, and Live. Let's jump right into it with Listen to the Flower People.
Listen, what the flower people say. It's getting louder every day. Listen, it's like a boat out of the blue. It could be calling now for you. Flower people walk on by. Flower people, don't you cry. It's not too late. No, it's not too late. Hey, 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 hey. Listen. Like a Mozart symphony. Listen, it could be calling to you and me. Listen to what the flower people say. Getting truer every day. Flower people walk on by. Flower people, don't you cry. It's not too late. No, it's not too late. Hey, 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 hey.
Yeah. What you don't know is we're recording the whole album like in the studio, and we're just gonna like cut out all the bad stuff. So who are you going to the concert with?
Oh, me and Sick Dude from the Fall.
I said, the looser the waistband, the deeper the quicksand, so I have read. My baby fits me like a flesh tuxedo, I'd like to sink her with my pink torpedo. A big bottom, talk about bunk cakes, my girl's got them. A big bottom, drive me out of my mind. How could I leave this behind? I met her on Monday, was my lucky Monday, you know what I mean. And I love her each weekday, each velvety cheek day, you know what I mean. My love gun's loaded and she's in my sights. Big game is waiting there inside her tights. A big bottom, talk about mud flaps, my girl's got them. A big bottom, drive me out of my mind. How could I leave this behind?
Nigel Tufnel, was it David St. Hubbins and Derek Smalls make up Spinal Tap. They're covered there by Hayseed Dixie from the Hillbilly Tribute to Mountain Music. I'm sorry, Mountain Love. That album comes from, 2002. And of course, it's the song Big Bottom, right? Before that, you heard Listen to the Flower People, covered by NSS, another Spinal Tap tune, and their album is called Beat Up, Old, Ugly, Cynical, and Live. If Spinal Tap is a mockery of the whole heavy metal movement with amalgamation of bands like Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath and some of the stories from their histories, our next band is, well, pretty cut and dry, just mocking one band, and that's the Beatles. This is the Ruddles. Ruddles were part of a mockumentary that came out in 1978 called All You Need Is Cash, which was basically the same kind of thing. It was the entire history of the band from their forming and things like that. Only one album really came out of that, and it was the soundtrack. And we're going to hear a couple covers of songs from that soundtrack. We're going to start off with Senseless Things and a cover of I Must Be in Love. See if you can figure out the Beatles song that's getting mocked by the original version of the cover you're about to hear. That makes sense? Here's Senseless Things. combining the best parts of I Want to Hold Your Hand and She Loves You, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. That is Hold My Hand by the Pussy Willows. That comes from a CD compilation. Get this. It was a cover album of The Ruddles. So here's this fictional band and a soundtrack, one album, and a bunch of artists got together and covered a ton of the songs from that album. Ruddles Highway Revisited is the album if you're looking for it. It's kind of hard to find. You got to find it on those auction sites. But there's a track from it, The Pussy Willows with Hold My Hand. Before that, you heard Senseless Things with I Must Be in Love. Well, really quickly, let me tell you about the sponsor for Coverville tonight. I'm really happy I am, to welcome Audible.com as a sponsor for Coverville. Now, if you haven't heard of Audible.com, I can't believe there is somebody out there who hasn't, but just in case you haven't, it's the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. So just like you're listening to me and listening to this podcast, you can get books, you can get audio programming at Audible.com as well. They've got over 35,000 titles to choose from. They've got kind of audio magazines, the back catalog, and I can't tell you how much I'm digging this, the back catalog of This American Life, NPR's This American Life, which is becoming one of my favorite podcasts, is on there. So you can go back and get old shows. Ricky Gervais's podcast is on there. And of course, they have books. And here's the deal with Coverville. You can get a free audiobook download when you sign up using, and there's a link in the show notes. Go ahead and just click that, and it'll take you right to the Audible site where you can sign up and download a free book. So check them out, audible.com. All right, let's get back here. We got one more track from that covers a fictional band, and then we'll move on to some fictional bands that are doing covers themselves. This comes from the movie That Thing You Do, which was directed and starred Tom Hanks as a manager for a band called The Wonders, but it was spelled O-N-E-D-E-R-S, Wonders. They were always called the Oneaters, or that was the running joke in the movie. No one could pronounce it. This is a cover, though, by A Newfound Glory. They put out an EP 3 years ago called From the Screen to Your Stereo, which was a cover of a bunch of different album soundtrack songs. Here's a cover of That Thing You Do by A Newfound Glory.
Young girls, they do get weary cigarettes. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness. Just anticipating the things that she never, 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 never possesses yet. But while she's there waiting without them, try a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no. She has her grief and her care. Yeah, yeah. But soft words, they all spoke so gentle. It makes it easier. They never forget it. Love is their only happiness. But it isn't so easy. All you gotta do.
Commitments from the movie of the same name, which is based on a book of the same name, featuring Andrew Strong there. Now, the Commitments tells the story of an Irish band that does some soul covers. Try a Little Tenderness, of course, originally done by Otis Redding, performed there by the Commitments. And before that, you heard A Newfound Glory covering fictitious group The Wonders, as you'll see in the movie of the same name as the song, That Thing You Do. Man, I'm stumbling all over my words tonight. All right, we got one more song. I feel like this kind of fit in with everything. But I got to caution you, the quality on this is not great. It comes from vinyl, comes from an LP, so you hear all those delicious pops and scratches that I love hearing those in music, but in this age of digital music, it might not be as pleasant to your ears as it is to mine. It's Under the Boardwalk, and it's performed by Bruce Willis, but he wasn't going under the name Bruce Willis for this. He was going under the name Bruno. Bruno, this was right at the height of Moonlighting's popularity, a TV show he was in the 80s, as well as some commercials that he had done for Seagram's, I believe, Seagram's Wine Coolers, where he was singing in kind of a soul style. He came up with an entire backstory, history, and disappearance for this character Bruno, and there was even a movie, I think it was a straight-to-HBO movie, if I remember correctly, that talked about the history of Bruno and where he disappeared and vanished off to. So with all that lead in, let's hope you enjoy this. It's a cover of The Drifters' Under the Boardwalk. It's performed here by Bruno, aka Bruce Willis, from The Return of Bruno.
Down here with us under the boardwalk.
Yeah, man,
let's throw down.
When the sun beats down and melts the tar up on the roof, and the streets get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the boardwalk. All I'd like you with my baby is where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk.
People walking above.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk. Boardwalk.
Now from the sand. Happy sounds of the carousel. Ooh, you can almost taste the hot dogs and French fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. All I'm blanking with my baby.
Return of Bruno, that's Bruce Willis as Bruno, covering The Drifters' Under the Boardwalk. And that is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. If you have a request or suggestion or comment about tonight's show, please feel free to get in touch with me. You can do it either via email at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line free if you're in Seattle, 206-222-COVER, although I don't live in Seattle, you knew that. Or post a message on the weblog or in the forums at coverville.com. Check out the show notes for that free audiobook download from audible.com. Thank you to audible.com for being a sponsor, keeping the lights on here at the Coverville studios. And stay tuned for episode 311. Oh man, I should play some 311. which will probably be a Sunday night all-request show, so get your requests in. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. This episode goes up to 11.